Why do Muslims seem to dislike us so much? I've tried to explain to a Muslim friend that we do not worship idols, but it seems to fall on deaf ears. It's actually really two issues here. I guess the implication that you're making is that Muslims dislike us because we worship idols, and Muslim people are very much against worshiping idols. Well, you know what? The problem is we do worship idols. Sad to say. But a lot of Buddhists do worship idols. They think of the Buddha as a god. And more especially when they don't think of the Buddha as a god. But there are people who wear Buddha images around their necks, thinking that it's going to protect them. And that's an understatement. Scott, you know this, I think. I think this is all familiar to you. That there are people out there who pay millions of dollars for a single small Buddha image. Yeah, I'm going to get to that, Nick. Actually, it is quite a generalization. But don't worry, I'm not going to let it... We will get there. There is a valid criticism there that the Sri Lankan people, they look down upon this as a good thing. They say, you don't wear a Buddha image around your neck. That's an image of the Buddha. And the Thai people are all like, yeah, let's buying and selling these Buddha images. And they have this way of feeling them. You touch the Buddha image with your thumb. There was this German man who claimed to be able to do it. So he was showing me, touching the Buddha image. And he would say, this one is powerful. Or this one is not powerful. Or this one has this kind of power. This one is that kind of power. And so Thai people have this word klang. Klang, I think it is. Klang, which means powerful. Klang. And so they know which one is powerful and which one is not. Nowadays, I don't even know if it's still a fad, but when I was in Thailand, there was this disgusting fad of... no, it wasn't even Buddha images anymore. It was this angel called Jatukam. Jatukam, which is a fictitious being that is supposed to... It was just made up. There's even a story about where it was made up. It was made up based on a Hindu... Based on, not even exactly, but based on a Hindu deity that's supposed to guard this Jatia, this pagoda in Thailand. And it became this huge fad, and people got rich off of these things because other people can be so dumb and would buy them. So even monasteries became quite wealthy by having special edition. It was like those Pong. You remember Pong? Those little milk bottle caps collecting Pong. I think it was called Pong. You know, they became collector's items, and there were these round discs. They looked like Pong, actually. And you would collect them. And so they had special edition and all of this garbage. People say the same about Buddha images. They have this huge ceremony to bless and to christen a Buddha image and make it powerful. And they put all sorts of spells over it and... All sorts of stuff. Why I'm even talking about this is because there's really a point that has to be made. Yeah, I'm really kind of beating around the bush, I'm sorry, but there's a point that has to be made here, is that there's really a point there, because the Buddha never taught us to make images of anything. You know, he wasn't critical. It was like, yeah, big deal, make an image, don't make an image. There was the question never came up. There's a famous story, and one that we always tell, is that the first Buddha images were Greek. the records that we have of Buddhist India are that they never made Buddha images. They would never put the Buddha, and in fact they avoided it. So when they would wanted to tell a story and they would inscribe it on rocks, the kings would do this. Instead of putting the Buddha, they would put a wheel of the Dhamma, or they would put a Bodhi leaf, or they would put just an empty, you know, when they want to show the Buddha on the Bodhisattva riding this horse, they would put just the empty horse, because it was never done. And so the point I'm trying to make is that we really have a problem there, in that we really are worshipping idols, and that should really stop. And of course the defense that's always used, that I haven't used, is that we use the Buddha image in order to recollect the Buddha, which I think can be a valid excuse, but it sets you up for a lot of danger, especially when dealing with people who believe graven images are sin and punishable by death or so on. So let's get back, try to get back, relate this back to the question. Because not all Muslims dislike us. but it is true, I think, that there is definitely a bad feeling between what is essentially an atheistic religion and the theistic religions. Hinduism is, I guess, an exception, because in Hinduism they don't exactly worship the gods. They interact with them, and there's the general belief that one can become God. Judaism also doesn't have so much trouble, because in Judaism they can argue with God, God is very much a part of the universe, but he doesn't play the central role in what it means to be Jewish. So Jewish people can often come and practice meditation. But I think there's no beating around the bush that Muslims, people who are practicing Muslims, do have a problem with, just as Christians do, with people who don't believe in God. And that's aggravated when we take some graven image, or idol, as you say, an idol, as a substitute. Because to them, that's the ultimate blasphemy. It's like putting a piece of rock on the same level as the most important thing in the universe, which is their God. So, regardless of, obviously, it's a silly thing to do for us to be paying so much attention to these images. But there's a very valid point there, that it's going to get us into a lot of heat with those people who feel very strongly with God, unnecessarily. I think, and why this is actually an important point, is because this is part of what helped wipe out Buddhism in India. When the Muslims came to India, and it wasn't just because they were Muslims, but because they were militaristic sort of people. But Islam told them that this was wrong, and so it was one of the first things to go were these idol worshippers, which were the Buddhists who had their Buddha images. Hinduism was much better, much more like a chameleon, much better to fit, easier to fit in, and much harder to wipe out. But Buddhism is pretty easy to wipe out, especially when you have these Buddha images and temples and so on. If monks were just people wearing rags living in the forest, I think it'd be a lot harder to wipe them out. But when they're sitting ducks, you know, getting fat off of donations, living in opulent golden palaces, not a hard target to hit. And I think that can be extrapolated to a more modern example. Buddhism is not making much headway on a monastic level into the rest of the world, because Buddhists, when they build a Buddhist monastery, first of all, they call it a temple and they have their priests. And second of all, the way they go about it, for instance, Thai monasteries, they build it out of gold, as much gold as possible, and rich, beautiful carpets and huge Buddha images and lots of ceremonies and so on. It's it's an affront, really, to people's sensibilities. People go there, and they're certainly not looking for that. It's making it very difficult for us to bring Buddhism to people by. It's not just overkill; it's total misrepresentation of the Buddha's teaching, because gold has no place in a monastery. A monk can't even touch gold. Touching gold is an offense. Touching jewels, touching anything, any precious material like that is an offense. So it's a real danger. And I think the idols, the Buddha images are a part of that. We don't need Buddha images to spread Buddhism. It's the Dhamma which will spread Buddhism. And yes, you have the excuse that it helps us to remember the Buddha and think about him. So I'm not saying that a Buddha image is totally negative, but our obsession with them and our placing them, because if in that case, well, why not have a Buddha image placed somewhere in its own place, instead of putting it up in front of an altar for you to worship and give donations to and so on? Have it up as a reminder or something that you can go and look at. Whatever. It's certainly not the most important thing. The Buddha's Rupa Kaya was not his most important Kaya, his most important body. I think that I had something else to say, but I think that's saying quite a bit already, is that the Buddha, there's the danger in the Buddha image. I mean, it's really an affront to people who believe other things, and that's really the point, is we don't have to be so obvious about who we are. As I said, a monk living in the forest really is not a threat to anyone. They still might go out and kill them because, oh, these people don't believe in God. But there's not so much of a problem there. The other part of the answer, I guess, that I should say is it's because these people have wrong views. And when people have wrong views, they tend to be, I want to say judgmental, but here I am judging them. But, it's people who hold on to views. They believe this is right and nothing else is right. And so they're apt to criticize anyone who just disagrees. They're not just criticize, they might even persecute. And it's not just the Muslims. The Christians were horrible about it, the Spanish Inquisition, the Crusades. It has to do with belief. The stronger your belief, the less tolerant you are of people who disagree. So the word atheist is just a shock to people. It's a four-letter word.